You are now listening to the Heroes for Sale podcast. Whether you are a new collector or a seasoned pro, on a daily basis, I cover topics to help you grow your hobby knowledge and strategies to make you money in the market. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. So before we get into today's episode, I want to make sure to tell you about the new Heroes for Sale subreddit. So if you don't, or if you do have a Reddit page, if you just search Heroes for Sale, go and subscribe to that page. And if you haven't made a Reddit, I mean, it's one of my favorite websites. I use it like on a daily basis to find, you know, the thing, the Reddit, if you haven't used it before, it's basically, because what it, I think their slogan is the front page of the internet, so it's a interesting place that you can kind of find, like, different community, like, so I guess maybe I can explain Reddit to people who don't know. So within Reddit, there are there's got to be millions of these. There's millions of subreddits, which are just genres of topics that you can follow and like. So, I mean, if you're a fan of baseball, there's a baseball one. If you're a fan of basketball, there's a basketball one. If you're a fan of a certain team, I guarantee you there's a team. Like, it's super cool, and I just started the Heroes for Sale one, so I would like for you to go and subscribe. If you need to make a Reddit, I suggest it, because, like I said, it's one of my favorite websites, so go and make a Reddit account, and then subscribe to the Heroes for Sale. I'm posting a bunch of cool content on there, so that's what I want to get into before we get into the episode. So now that we are done with, I guess that's sort of an ad for my Reddit page, but whatever. So today on the episode, I want to get into some baseball concepts that I have been thinking about for a little bit. Now, I don't remember if I made a podcast about this back in like March or April when I was looking into it, but I was looking into the call-up cards for players like Bo Bichette, Yordan Alvarez, Gavin Lux, and I was thinking that they may be... Those cards, in my opinion, I think there's a chance that they may eventually be looked at very similarly to rookie cards, even though they don't have the rookie card logo. Like, I feel like there is a potential that eventually one day, and now this, I think these concepts that I'm going to be talking about also depend on baseball being still relevant in like 10 years from now, because, you know, this is, I think it'll, these types of concepts, I think, are going to be like a long-term approach to buying baseball cards. And unlike basketball, where you could buy a secondary basketball product and within like a few months, you probably could sell it for more profit. I think that when you're looking at baseball, that the second tier of products are probably all going to stay very similar, like even as the player goes up. And I think that could be... No, well, it's not really an issue. I mean, it's just... It's a longer-term approach to, I think, being able to get in to some cards fairly cheap. And basically, this concept, like I said, it is going to depend on how baseball kind of develops. Because I think this year and next year are going to be very important, because then they're going to go into, I think the CBA expires in a few years. I forget exactly what year it does, but I know it expires soon. And if we go through a strike, that's going to be a death sentence for baseball. That's going to be like, it's probably going to be, it's going to be much worse, obviously, than these negotiations that they did where, I mean, the owners, it is strange, and it may just be like, and I definitely talked about this, where, you know, millionaires have the same problems that all of us have, but on a millionaire scale. So, like, I'm not, like, these players trying to get all the money, that they should be trying to get all the money, because they've got bills, they've got stuff they've got to pay for, and I understand, but it's just that they've got bills at like a millionaire scale. And then same with, I guess, billionaires as well. But the thing with the billionaires, it's like, for most billionaires, this isn't their only business. So, like, I don't know. And at the same time, I think that's kind of the thing. It's like, they're trying to run this as a business. So they see an opportunity where they can either make more money or they could lose less money, I guess, if you could look at it from both sides of the coin there. They're going to take it, and I think that's the thing that maybe people, like, fans maybe don't get, that these owners are owners of a business. Baseball and sports are a business, and These owners are probably this isn't the only thing that they own. This isn't the only business that they own. But at the same time, like, when you look at that and you say, well, it's not the only business that they own, like, why can't they just take less money? It's like, well, that's for the business owner, like, they're not, that's not how it works for them. Like, so I guess you kind of have to look at it like that. But if they go into these negotiations for the CBA and they can't figure something out quickly, and if there's a strike, that's going to be, like, terrible for baseball. Honestly, since 2017, maybe even going back to 2016, there has been, like, ridiculous amounts of momentum with some of these young players. Like, you look at 2016, you got Judge, you've got Cody Bellinger, you've got Alex Bregman, you've got a ton of young players, and then 2018, obviously, with Acuna, and then you've got, like, Soto and Torres and Shohei Ohtani, and then 19 with even more, and it feels like it keeps adding up the amount of young players, and it honestly could just be that the young players are young, and that's why I'm looking at them like this, and that in 3 or 4 years, they're not going to be good. That also could be a scenario. But I think with baseball, I think one of the things that is not good for cards for baseball is the fact that they have a Series 1, Series 2, and Topps update. Because it just went, a baseball fan, and, you know, this may be also me projecting my own feelings on to a baseball fan, because, you know, baseball, it's not complicated, but there's a lot of stuff that makes it sort of complicated, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, if you're a fan, if you like it, there are so many different stats and statistics and players that are good, players that maybe are underrated, that having all of these things, maybe it makes it more fun for a baseball fan to try and figure out which rookie card is the one that you want to be buying. But at the same time, it almost feels like they should be gearing their products towards maybe a more casual fan. And it's very similar to, like, I was in the Madden Ultimate Team atmosphere for, like, 2 years. Like, watching videos, doing, like, that was what I was doing, basically. Instead of making podcasts and making content and learning about baseball cards, I was learning about Madden Ultimate Team. And the one major complaint that I think a lot of the pro players and players that were, like, the YouTubers, was that they were catering towards a more casual audience. But what that was doing, essentially, was that it was continuing to, the game itself wasn't great for the, like, season player, which I would consider myself, like, if we're translating these to baseball cards and or cards in general and Madden Ultimate Team, the pro people were saying that they were the game was too easy, and that it wasn't fun in a way that, like, it wasn't really competitive because there wasn't much skill that was involved, which, you know, I guess it's, maybe that's the difference between basketball and baseball, is that, like, if you're coming into basketball and you're looking for the rookie card, if you were to ask someone which rookie card is best for basketball, they're just going to say Prism. That's the one you should be buying. But if for baseball, it's a much longer conversation. So I don't know because I also just think that, like, if you were to, I don't know, I see, and this is where it sort of does get a little bit confusing, because it's like, if you look at it one way and you say they should come out with one flagship product, and it should come out like, I don't know, middle of the year. And so that way they can get what would be the Series 2 rookies. They can get them in there. They can get all the Series 1 rookies. You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's, or, and then they would maybe have to, they, I would say what they should do probably is, then they would have to maybe adjust the schedule. Because if you look at, like, basketball, and it honestly could also be, like, a fact that there's just so many players in baseball that it's hard to really get all the rookies into the products that you need to. And with players coming up and coming down during the season, it's maybe just different for baseball. And that's what makes the products so much harder to kind of choose which players are in where. So, because you wouldn't really be able to start in, like, August, like, start, flagship comes out in August, which I don't know. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you make Flagship the product that's like the most important one, and that comes out in, or they make a deadline and they say players that make their debuts, they have to play by this certain date to be included in this product. So I think, you know, maybe that would be a good thing. But and I don't know if we'll ever get to a point where baseball cards and basketball cards are the same, like, prices. You know, just from pretty much the fact that, like, it's so much more confusing for baseball. And that's where I think, because you've got Bowman Chrome, you've got Topps Chrome, you've got Topps Flagship, and then, I mean, there's Heritage, and there's, I mean, Topps Finest, I guess you could kind of put in that conversation. That's like a classic brand. But, like, you look at all of the reasons why baseball is much more confusing than basketball, and that's probably the main reason why I don't know if we'll ever see baseball and basketball cards be the same. Now, if, you know, I don't think we will. I think that there would have to be some I don't think we will, based off of where we're at now. If there are major changes made to release schedules for baseball, if products are reduced and they make certain products more important, I do think there's a possibility that we could see baseball cards rise. Now, would that mean that baseball cards become more popular, like, now, like these cards, like 2020 cards or like 2019 cards? Do they then become more popular because of the newer products that are more popular? See, that's where that's kind of the topic that I am sort of getting at here, where I just feel like if you are trying to get into some products that, because right now I feel like baseball in general is a little bit undervalued. I think it's undervalued in the fact that, like, the stars, I feel like, are undervalued. The mid-range players, like the mid-range players in the NBA, I think are overvalued. Like, I think the middle-of-the-road rookies, the middle-of-the-road players, second-year players from 2018, 2019, I think are overpriced, but I think the stars in baseball are underpriced. So I think we could, if you wanted to get in on some cheaper cards, like if you're a baseball fan, there's so many different options that I think give baseball fans the opportunity to buy some cards that, you know, if baseball ever becomes, I don't know how they would do it. I don't know if it's a realistic thing to expect that baseball cards could become more popular in the future. But, like, if they were to, and if the 2018, 2019, 2020 products were, I think a card like the call-up card, the Topps Now call-up card, would be an interesting buy. Or I've always liked Heritage, and I still think that's, like, a very cheap option. I think it's a very good option. And I think the Heritage in general is going to be one of the first brands. Now, granted, that's because I like it. That could be the scenario where maybe I'm a little bit biased. But at the same time, I feel like there are tons of products within baseball that, if baseball ever makes a resurgence, which I still think, see, and this is the weird thing. I think baseball, there's more baseball collectors than I think there are basketball. So this is where I think things get a little bit confusing, because I feel like overall baseball is a larger sport for collecting, but it may be a larger sport for collecting because of how many players there are. Like, for basketball, you know, there's only, there's only 12 players on a team, and, you know, you look at the players who are rolling over every year on the team. Like, Grant, there's probably 8 to 9 players on each team that are there consistently every single year. So I just think that there should be some growth in baseball, but it really all will depend on, like, how the sport does, what the sport does, like how MLB markets the players a little bit better, maybe. And I mean, like, I think there's tons of opportunity where if you want to buy some cheaper cards, then I think baseball would be the way to go. Basketball, I think that you're paying a premium for basketball right now because it's hot on the market. But I also think it's probably a better buy than baseball because of, like, the trajectory of the sport and what the sport is doing and where it could be in 10 years compared to baseball. So that's all I've got for today's episode. thank you all for listening. Go check out Heroes for Sale on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Also go, like I said at the beginning of the episode, go subscribe to the Heroes for Sale Reddit. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.